Heading overseas now, the Jordanian government has vowed to take swift revenge for the execution of a Jordanian pilot by Islamic State militants. Overnight, the group released a video appearing to show the pilot being burnt alive. Jordanian officials say they'll now execute several captured militants, including the Iraqi woman who had been requested in a prisoner swap by IS in retaliation. Barney Porter has the latest.
The video shows First Lieutenant Ma'az al-Kasesbe standing in a black cage before being set ablaze. But it's now understood he died a month ago. The video surfaced on the same day Jordan's King Abdullah visited Washington and the US announced plans to boost annual aid to Jordan to $1 billion. King Abdullah has cut short his visit. He's also addressed the nation.
We have received with sorrow and anger the news of the killing of the hero, the martyr, Ma'az al-Kasesbe, at the hands of the Daesh organisation, a criminal group which does not represent our noble religion.
President Barack Obama has also spoken.
It's just one more indication of the viciousness and barbarity of this organisation.
Lieutenant Kasesbe's F-16 had crashed during a coalition sortie against Islamic militants in northeastern Syria the day before Christmas. He was 26 years old and was married just 3 months before being captured. Confirmation of his murder has now sealed the fate of Sajida al-Rishawi, the Iraqi woman who was originally sentenced to death for her role in a 2005 suicide bomb attack that killed 60 people in Amman. Jordanian authorities have said she'll be executed within hours, along with 3 men previously sentenced for militancy. Government spokesman Mohammed al-Momani.
We are deeply saddened and we pay our deepest respects to the pilot's family. Whoever doubted the unity of Jordan will now be proved wrong. Whoever doubts Jordan's stern and lethal response will be proved wrong.
IS militants had initially demanded Rishawi's release from a Jordanian jail in return for the life of the Japanese hostage Kenji Goto, but there was no mention of First Lieutenant al-Kasesbe. That led to a confused flurry of diplomatic manoeuvring involving Japan and Jordan, with both countries hoping to secure the release of their nationals in return for Rishawi's life. It's now clear the reason the pilot wasn't mentioned by IS at all was that he was already dead. Previous executions attributed to IS militants involved beheadings. Middle East analyst Fawaz Jezjez from the London School of Economics has told Al Jazeera the decision to burn the pilot to death was quite deliberate.
This particular message is for the followers and supporters of ISIS. This is for the rank and file. We are defiant. We are resilient. We are still standing up. We can basically bleed the nose of our enemies, including members of the coalition. Because think about it. ISIS could have traded, Ma'az al-Kasesbe for dozens of radical jihadists. They could have extracted political conditions from Jordan. Jordan was willing because it's a very important, for the family and the tribe and the country. Yet they decided to kill him in one of the most brutal ways.
Before confirmation of his death, many Jordanians had openly questioned their country's role in the US-led air campaign against Islamic militants in Iraq and Syria. Fawaz Jezjez now believes the Jordanian pilot's execution might galvanise public opinion against the militant group, not only in Jordan, but across the Arab world.
Look what ISIS has done. Not only they killed the pilot, who is basically an officer carrying out orders, the brutal and savage way they basically killed him. This really will resonate deeply negatively among Muslim public opinion. My take on it, and I hope I'm right, I could be wrong, this really could represent a tipping point in shifting Arab and Muslim public opinion in really very assertive and intrusive way against ISIS.
That's a view shared by Haras Rafiq, the managing director of the Quilliam Foundation. He's told CNN the pilot's execution is a huge miscalculation by IS, as it may simply give more power and support to King Abdullah.
There are lots of moderate Sunni leaders and tribes within the region, who actually regard him as the next legitimate caliph, if you like, if there is such a thing, and want him to actually take an army and march on and take ISIL on. So this actually gives them a lot more power and a lot more support within Jordan, as well as amongst the coalition partners, to be able to do more, which I know he wants to be able to do. And I think that this barbaric video was really playing right into Jordan's hands, if you like.
That's Haris Rafiq, the Managing Director of the Killam Foundation, ending that report by Barney Porter.